country roads. Take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Olivia, that was great information. So yeah, pull out that, you know, out that bag and let's get packed. I guess you need to take a backpack on a trip like this.
Yes, and start budgeting.
Definitely start budgeting. I may have to put that in my 2016 budget.
Yes.
And we have Doc Bill joining us on the phone. So Doc Bill, hey, I just heard this trip that I want to go on, but I think I need to budget over the next year.
Well, we may have to look at that. I mean, you know, I don't mind camping. I don't like basic camping, but I also like luxury camping as well.
Oh, I think you would love this luxury camping. I mean, just hearing the culinary experience that you can have camping with them, that has your name, Dr. Bill, all over it. So I think you would be on board for this one.
As long as I don't have to carry my personal cook on the same bike I'm riding on.
You don't. I think they have some vans that they bring the chefs over in. It's only the guests that are biking around seeing the beautiful scenery. But, you know, when you're preparing for a trip like this, I'm sure that there are lots of things that you need to make sure that you're organized, that you've checked that list more than once, and that you have all the gear and everything that you need, because you're really going outside of your familiar or your comfort area into like an area where you will be depending on, you know, just what you've brought with you. So you want to make sure you have everything with you. Don't you think, Dr. Bill?
I think so. I mean, that, you know, preparation is the most important thing you have to do on all these trips. And the more you prepare, it may take some time beforehand, but it makes the trip run smoother. And when unusual circumstances are awry, you're able to deal with them in a lot more efficient manner.
Absolutely. So that preparation is just, you know, a number one, what you need to have on your list. Now, a couple of shows ago, actually, back when we first got started here on WDUN, we had Winton Porter, who was at Mountain Crossing at that time and is considered the guru of Appalachian Trail and Appalachian hiking. I mean, this guy just really knows a lot, and he has really helped a lot of hikers through the years successfully complete that whole trail. Now, I want to replay some of what he told us and share it with us, because he said that it's so important that you make sure that you're not carrying too much gear, that you have the right gear, and that you're really prepared for, you know, for these hikes and being out of your comfort area.
It was a great show and a lot of important information.
Okay, so let's take a listen. Now, what time is the most popular time for having the folks come through, the hikers come through your area there?
March and April. Most of them are going north, going south to north, and March and April are the two biggest months for us when we get that 1,500 to 2,000 that'll travel in March mm-hmm. and April.
I want to talk a little bit about some tips for, you know, for folks who want to start hiking or would be interested in hiking, even if they're not going to do the whole Appalachian Trail, but just interested in hiking. Now, are there certain foods that are better to kind of have for energy, or just what about packing food?
I think that the one thing great about hiking, especially if you're doing long distance or anything, but, you know, Snicker bars are just a great 350 calories of pure pleasure. So it's not anything in particular that you would have. There's lots of great dehydrated foods that are out there now that you can get. A lot of the what you need, you can find in your grocery store: ramen noodles and peanut butter. Anything that'll give you the protein and the calories.
Right.
Once you've been hiking for a while, you're going to take down somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 calories a day. But just as though most of what your audience is and what's going on, they're just going to go out for the weekend, and it's probably going to be around 15 to 2,000 calories a day, and most certainly they'll eat a lot less than they anticipated.
Do you give any courses or things on observing some of the wild plants or utilizing some of the wild plants when people hike?
We don't. I would just definitely defer to a guy by the name of Medicine Bow up in Dahlonega. He does, and he's great at it.
Winton, this is Ida again. When people don't hike the whole trail, what's the most common length of a hike for them?
It's probably about two nights, and in length, probably about 20 miles. And I encourage never to don't bite off more than you can chew. A lot of people think that, oh, I can do 30 miles in a couple of days. That's when you're out there in the up and down rocks and the boulders, and it's not that easy. So usually if you can pinpoint about 20 miles, then that is a good target. And Georgia's about 76 miles, and a lot of people will go after trying to knock off the Georgia section, and then they move into North Carolina, and they can, you know, they can do that over a few weekends.
Would the Georgia portion be considered the most difficult?
For some people, it is because it's the start.
That's where you find out if you can really do it, right?
The first step is the hardest part.
That first step, literally, probably.
There's some other ones that people ask me, how do you train to hike for the Appalachian Trail? And my answer is typically walk in the rain every chance you get, because because it becomes such a psychological game. And for long distance hiker, which is what I deal with and stuff, and people doing week or, you know, 3 or 4 days, is that you walk every day for 10 or 12 miles a day, then you're going to get in shape. But the rain is what really gets you. And out there, there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad gear. That's our philosophy anyway. And a lot of people come out with bad gear at times.
I've had a lot of friends that have come up to your store, and they have been impressed by the quality of camping gear and equipment you have up there.
I'd hate to use the word boutique in the, but that's just the one that in the outdoor world. But we deal with stuff that we know that works, that's performed, that we've proven that it's worked, and so we can give people the right gear. And then we've seen enough people waste a lot of money on bad gear just to have to replace it with good gear. So much that we focus on what works and educate people on why it works, and and that's probably what we do. I mean, we're more like a consulting business than
we really are.
You know, an outdoor retail shop. And we're going to spend 2, 3, 4 hours with somebody to outfit them for the Appalachian Trail. And you wouldn't go to a knee surgeon to have brain surgery. And we have that information. And you go to the internet, it's a double-edged sword. It's faceless information given by faceless people that can blur the lines and confuse a lot of people. And so you can go to one place, and if you get stuff from us, great. If you don't, then fine, too. Maybe we made a friend.
Now, for any listeners that are just joining us, we are talking with Winton Porter, who is really the Appalachian Trail guru. He's helping out a lot of hikers there and sells a lot of great gear. Now, I have one question, too, about another character, and that is Billy Bumblefoot. Now, is he still around? Is he still hiking with you guys?
Billy, I haven't seen him in a while. I mean, one of the more interesting people, and also that. But you do see one of the great characters up there that you'll discover in the book is Pirate. Pirate's been with me for, I guess, 12 years now, and been hiking that trail on and off for 18 or 20 years. And
wow.
And Pirate literally lives underneath the stairs at the house. And
he
volunteers his time for the hikers and giving back to the community that has been such a part of his life. But one of the great characters, and Lumpy, we use trail names, by the way, so I'm going to say Lumpy and Pirate and Gingerbread and stuff like that, and they're just the trail names that people assign themselves, by the way.
The hikers give themselves names as well, as I'm sure probably names are assigned to them as well. But Winton, it has been great speaking with you. And why don't you tell folks how they can find you either online or just your location there? Why don't you give us a little bit of information for our listeners?
You can find us at mountaincrossings.com, and we're on 19129 at Neal's Gap. We're 3 miles just south of Vogel State Park, and about 15 miles south of Blairsville, and about 20 miles north of Cleveland. Yeah, off of 19129, when you go up the Weavy Mountain, we're at the top. If you start going down, you've missed us. We're at the base of Blood Mountain.
That was great information. I mean, I love that. I think it still applies today. And it's really great information, don't you think, Olivia, for us to take now? And if we can save up those little dollar bills and go on this glamping trip, we can use those same tips as well.
Right, and they said that it is an unplugged vacation, so you really are out in the elements without any resources, so you definitely need to prepare beforehand.
You definitely do, and I think Winton has us all prepared. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You guys stay put, because when we come back, we're going to talk about some travel gear that will help make your trip, whether it's glamping or whether you're just going camping, either one, help make that not so stressful and a little bit easier. So stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
We get it.